Now do drugs have us. We are a change agent.
No, we cannot do direct service. We are a change agent.
No, we have funded several
We have funded direct
agencies.
service agencies in the past, but our funding to those agencies is specifically designated toward changing the system and making it better for people with developmental disabilities.
As a change agent, how do you enact change, I guess?
Okay, well, there are several ways. Let me give you a few examples.
It was mass transit systems, actually. One in Rock Island County, one in Peoria, and one in Southern Illinois.
Three separate pilot projects.
So we funded three separate pilot projects.
Each of them lasted, I believe, 2 years.
Each of them lasted, I believe, 2 years.
And one of them is still ongoing.
And one of them is still
And
ongoing.
the two, they have not.
And two that have completed their funding cycle have been successful at getting money from the federal government to continue their service. They expanded their schedule in those areas so that people with disabilities, and indeed all people, can better utilize their services.
What kinds of things do you see the agency doing under your leadership then? Seeing that transportation obviously is always an issue. What about future activities in that field and other fields?
Transportation is one small area, but I guess my passion is more in integrated community supports. Unfortunately, Illinois relies on the institutional model to support people with significant disabilities.
We have more people living in institutions.
We have more people living in institutions than all but three other states.
And two of those states have more than double our population.
And two of those states have more than double our population. The really good thing about providing services to people in the community, other states have found that they're really more cost-effective. So you can serve more people in better ways. I believe that first you need to build up the infrastructure. And as you build up the infrastructure and you give people a chance to live in the community, then more people will choose that.
14 years ago, Congress passed the Americans with Disabilities Act, which Pritchard says led to major improvements in physical accommodations for those with disabilities, improvements like curb cuts or accessible bathrooms. But he says the unemployment rate remains at around 75% for people with significant developmental disabilities. The biggest hurdle is to change people's perceptions, and that, he says, will take more time.
I am an old fogey.
I'm an old fogey, so I've seen society change a great deal. Back when I was a kid, it was normal standard operating procedure to place people with disabilities in institutions, and there was no school system. But through the efforts of parents in the 50s and 60s, they were able to bust open the schools. And then their kids grew up and became active fighters. And the ADA was passed.
How do you think that the general public, and especially young people, are growing up around people with developmental disabilities and accepting them into society?
The really cool thing I've found.
The most amazing, cool thing I've seen is the kids just see an individual with a developmental disability as just a regular kid. The kids are fascinated by the equipment and don't think of them as fundamentally different. But unfortunately, sometimes as people grow older, they adopt the prevalent attitudes of the culture.
But that will change over time.
But that will change over time.
Barbara Pritchard helping speak for her husband Lester Pritchard, the new chairman of the Illinois Council on Developmental Disabilities. He's the first person with a disability to hold that post. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.